Hey everyone, and welcome to the Bible Breakdown Podcast. In this podcast, we will be breaking down the Bible one chapter a day. Whether you are a new believer or have been following Christ for a while, we believe that you will learn something new and fresh every single day. So thank you for joining us, and let's get into breaking down the Bible together.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bible Breakdown Podcast with your host, Pastor Brandon. Today, 1 Chronicles chapter 14, and today's title is Step 1, Talk to God. I don't know about you, but I have had so many times in my life on the regular when I just had no idea what to do. I had a whole bunch of questions, not a lot of answers, and everybody's looking at me going, so, PB, what are we going to do? And can I tell you what I don't want to do is tell people, I don't know, but I know a guy. I know a guy who does. And I am slowly learning to do something that I want to share with you today because we see it in the life of David. And we'll get into that in just a moment. But as always, if you like what we're doing here, make sure you like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel and the podcast. Always, the podcast is my favorite. Don't even care. It's settled. And as we always do, we tell you to gather with us at the Bible Breakdown Discussion group on Facebook. You can go there. You can read devotions every day. They do an amazing, amazing job. And I love hearing from all of you. So make sure you are commenting below on those articles. Let us know how you're engaging with God's word. Also, man, the more we dig, the more we find. So let us know what you're gathering with God's word as well, because it's just an honor to build this community together. And we're going to see more of that today, and I'm curious what you come up with. So if you have your Bibles, want to get ready with me, 1 Chronicles 14. Remember, the overall theme of this is when God is with you, there's always hope. And I don't know if you can notice this, but if you've been reading with us for a little while now, you can kind of get the idea in the first 14 chapters. There's just a positive outlook on all this. God's doing great things. I mean, we're connected to all this and great things are happening. And that doesn't mean that there's not challenges. It just means God is with us all the way. And what we're going to see today is just that. There's a challenge that David faces, but watch what he does. And then let's see how this could affect us in our life as well. You ready? Verse 1 of chapter 14 says this: King Hiram of Tyre sent messengers to David, along with cedar timber and stonemasons and carpenters, to build him a palace. And David realized that the Lord had confirmed him as king over Israel and had greatly blessed his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. Then David married more wives in Jerusalem, and they had more sons and daughters. These are the names of David's sons who were born in Jerusalem: Shammua, Sobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphet, Nagog, Nepheg, Jephar, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. But David was told that they were coming, so he marched out to meet them. The Philistines arrived and made a raid in the valley of Ephraim. And here it is. So David asked God, "Should I go out to fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" And the Lord replied, "Yes, go ahead. I will hand them over to you." So David and his troops went ahead and went up to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. "God did it," David exclaimed. "So he used me to burst through the enemy lines like a raging flood." So they named that place Baal Perazim, which means "the Lord who bursts through." The Philistines had abandoned their gods there, so David gave orders to burn them. But after a while, the Philistines returned and raided the valley again. So once again, David asked God what to do. "Do not attack them straight on," God replied. "Instead, circle around behind and take them near the poplar trees. When you hear the sound like marching feet at the tops of the poplar trees, go out and attack. That will be the signal that God is moving ahead of you to strike down the Philistine army." So David did what God commanded, and they struck down the Philistine army all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. So David's fame spread everywhere, and the Lord caused all nations to fear David. Good, because back then, if they didn't fear you, they would attack a fool. So they need to fear him. But notice what happened. Two times, somebody else started something. Now, that's a whole different conversation about what do we do when we get ourselves into trouble. The answer really is still the same, but that's a whole different conversation. This time, What happened was, is the nation of Israel is minding their business, and the Philistines start being jerks, right? They start coming and raiding and trying to take over stuff. So notice what happened. David rallied his troops, but before he did anything, he got God involved. Step one was he talked to God. And he didn't just do it one time and then go like, okay, well, I know what to do now. I got this. No. The second time he asked God again, and this time God gave him different wisdom, not contradictory wisdom, but hey, go this way instead of that way. One of the things I've learned in my life is it is worth it to me for you to think of me as less wise or less whatever, or just to think whatever you want to think about me, for me to say, hey, let me sleep on it. And can I tell you what people know if they know about me? Or if I say, hey, let me think on that. What that means is, and this is, and I'm never going to admit to this ever again, okay? So this is a very important podcast. If I tell you, let me sleep on it, or if I tell you, let me think on it, that means this is the code. I'm an idiot. I have no idea. I don't want to admit to you I have no idea. So I need to go talk to a guy. I need to go talk to God. I need to go talk to God and ask him to give me wisdom, because I need to sit with this for just a little while and ask for his wisdom. That's what that means. So the next time you hear me say, let me think on that, or let me sleep on it, it means I need to go pray. Because I learned a long time ago, God is way more wise than I am, and I am willing to look a little bit less than in your eyes than to make a decision based out of my insecurities. And can I tell you, Lord, there's no telling how many times that I will be in my prayer time in the mornings, and I'll just be praying through something, and I'll just be thinking on it and praying on it, and God will give me just wisdom that it's not mine. I can't take credit for it. That's why sometimes when people be like, oh, Pastor Brandon, that was so wise. I'm like, yeah. And people almost kind of look at me like, wow, that's a little forward of you. I'm like, oh, no, you don't understand. I mean, as in, that wasn't my thought. I was praying about it, and that thought came to me. And it came from a scripture in God's word. Just let me let you know, I didn't come up with that. That was God. And so I'm willing to say that sure was wise, because it wasn't mine. And can I tell you, that wasn't something that came pre-installed in my brain. Instead, the other way around is what came pre-installed, and that is always trying to do it my way. And then if I got myself into enough trouble, then I would go to God and say, okay, God, I need some help. So what I am starting to learn is before I get myself into trouble, I go to God and say, hey, God, before I even get started, I already need help. And God always gives us wisdom. Remember, always remember, the God who came to this earth in the form of a man, fully God, fully man at the same time, the man, God, Christ Jesus, lived a sinless life, died on a cross, rose again, just so that you could be saved and set free. That God is the God we're talking about. If he would go through all that trouble, why would he turn his back on you now? He wants to help you. So talk to him. Well, how do you know if God's answering? Or what do you know if what God's saying? Most of the time, God speaks to me through his word. Before I have my prayer time, I read God's word. I read his word, and then I have my time of prayer. And I cannot tell you how many times something from God's word will all of a sudden stand out to me. Oh, so it's not even sometimes in the reading of the word. It is later in prayer when God will bring it back to my attention. Sometimes it's the other way around. I already know I'm dealing with something, and I will go ahead and start reading God's word. And then in the reading of God's word, God will bring it to my attention. There's so many different ways, but almost always, it always comes back to the reading of God's word. That's why we have to make a disciplined habit of reading God's word every time. I hear people say to me on occasion, man, I just sure wish I had a word from God. Like, man, dude, you got 66 of them. God's word is right here, waiting to impact your life, but you got to read it. And so what do you do next time you face an issue? What do you do if you're facing an issue right now? Talk to God first. At the risk of losing face in front of other people, say, you know what? I'm going to go talk to my secret weapon. And it's not so secret. And it's that I got to go talk to Jesus. Because if I go talk to him, he always leads me in the right direction. Here's my question for you today. What do you need to talk to God about today? What do you need to ask the people around you? Hey, can you give me 24 hours? I need to go have a real important meeting with the person who can really make a difference. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you, God, that your word is true, it is powerful, it is alive, and you want to help us. I pray that you will grow a hunger in us for your word. I pray that you will make it so that if we go a day without reading your word, it will be like going a day without eating and drinking. Our hunger will grow until we must hear from our God. And God, your word says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for your righteousness, for they shall be filled. We stand on that promise today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God's word says in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. God knows you. He loves you. You're probably doing better than you realize because God's for you. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow for 1 Chronicles chapter 15.